The guaranteed gasoline, did you have problems with people coming in trying to take advantage of guaranteed?
Yeah, I mean, if your brother-in-law ran a shop, you know, and he'd say, well, it was bad gasoline, so we just pay for it.
You paid for the tank of gas?
No, we'd pay for the fixing this car, cleaning out the tanks and whatever. We'd pay for it.
Even though you may have thought, I don't think it's our fault, the customer's always right.
You're right. You're right. And we spent money on that, and we still spend money on it. And we got a guy one time was going to sue us because his airplane didn't fly well on our gasoline. And, of course, we don't sell aviation gasoline. It's a whole different kind of fuel. It has to be able to adjust for altitude and all that sort of thing. I mean, it's just, yeah, we lived through it, and it's not much of a problem now. And we're pretty well regarded, and people know that, dealers and all know that we've got good packages. There is no bad gasoline. It's only bad gasoline if it's not handled right. But it doesn't come out of the refinery as bad gasoline. Anybody's refinery. And it's all the same. It's different, but it all does the same thing. So it's the way you handle it, and it's the additive package.
To be able to become current with technology and let people buy it at the pump, you came up with the card reader in dispenser concept.
Yeah.
And that's where we can pay for it at the pump with our debit card or our credit card. So then you probably were concerned, but people won't come into our store. How did you deal with that?
Well, you just bite it and eat and do it. People would pull up and fill their tank and drive off. And that got to be very expensive, especially when the price of gasoline went up, which made it more exciting or, you know, to steal some real high-priced gas. Then you had to go back to prepay, and we didn't want to go to prepay because that slows everything down. And so our guys developed this thing, came up with the idea, and that was something that was new, and we developed it.
Pay at the pump with a credit card?
No, without a credit card. If you came in and we could take the image of your driver's license, then we knew your name and all that sort of thing. And so when you used that to turn on the pump, we knew who it was. So then if they drove off, the police would visit them. And so that kind of sunk through. And it hurt volume because they couldn't steal it anymore. It was a really, really, really good deal. We stopped losing huge amounts of money. It was huge amount of money on drive-offs and that real high gasoline prices. And we've given that to some of our friends, and that's worked very well for us. So you can drive up, and if you've gone through the deal in the store, you start the gasoline, and then...
And then you can come into the store and pay for it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's for the guy who wants to pay for it in the store and come inside.
You can't get a credit card.
That took care of that whole segment of society.
For us.
Because most of them are paying at the pump with a credit card.
Yes.
Or a debit card.
Sure. It was a big problem for a while.
But then wasn't it important, too, to, as you say, turn the lot?
Yeah.
That you didn't have people standing in line for gasoline, that even if they didn't come into the store, they were buying gas and moving out. And so it was...
It sped up.
It was more appealing to people to say, oh, I can swing in and get my gas right now. So it probably increased your volume of gasoline sales.
Ultimately.
In time.
Yes, in time.
Even though they didn't come into the store.
Yeah.
You were selling more gasoline that way.
Well, yeah, credit cards, that pay at the pump thing... was a very expensive whole thing to go through because that took technology. That took stuff we had to buy and get to work and so forth. So the whole thing has been a battle. But, you know, there's always battles.